Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So excited to have you. For those of you that are joining us live or watching the video, might notice my wife has gotten substantially less good looking. Sorry, George. and a lot more facial hair than you might be used to. certainly more than I'm used to. This is George Parks. He is a guy that just graduated our Clean Profit program and is just a super cool guy. I think he's out. You're out in Texas, right, George?
Yes, sir. I am.
Okay. Well, I've got all the stuff I want to tell about your story, but I'm going to do my best to shut up and let you tell your own story. But before we jump into the good stuff, you want to just give a quick intro of who you are and why everyone should care?
Of course. Yeah. My name is George. Like he said, I started my cleaning business about 3 years ago. I actually just hit my third year this month. So I'm excited about that. We are a veteran owned business. We primarily service, commercial and government buildings. And so, we were actually awarded in 2018 the Small Business of the Year for providing those outstanding cleaning services. So we're pretty excited about that. I will say one thing that I've definitely learned about this industry is you have to love it. I mean, because you'll come in contact with a lot of different type of people. You know, some people don't have a respect for what you do. And, you know, some people think we're a maid service. So, you know, I have to tell people all the time, there's a difference between janitorial and maid services. So, yeah, that's been some of the biggest things that I will say. But I love it. I love doing this. And I tell you, you know, I want to one day walk in your shoes and be able to say, hey, I sold my business for seven figures.
Yeah, so. It's I won't lie to you. It's a good day. I'll tell you, the best part of it is really not that I didn't enjoy the business I did, but I finally feel like I'm doing what God put me on this earth to do with helping owners of cleaning companies. So the difference, be able to do what you love because you love it and still get paid versus, hey, I got to do this to pay bills is pretty significant. And that's weird. George and I were talking offline. I'm like, that's what I do. What I do, man, it's really, you know, certainly we get paid, but it's we have so much fun. So Jason Johnson in the house. George, I think you, I don't know if you ever met Jason or in the program with him, but
I haven't.
Here's a quickie. If I'm George Parks, I reach out to Jason Johnson just to say, hey, just saying, you do you. But, oh, he's making it. I love it.
Link up with me, Jason, please.
Oh, my God. He's one of our Millionaire Mastermind owners. He's out in Alaska. And, oh, my gosh, what he lacks in good looks, which is a lot. I mean, he's just terrible to look at. I mean, really a train wreck, Jason. He makes up for in now he busts his chops because he's my favorite. But he and his wife Kim make up for in just business savvy and being all around awesome people. All right, George is like, I thought you were interviewing me. What? How did this take a turn for Jason Johnson? I'm here, man. Talk to me, Mike. All right, Jason, it's enough. No more abuse for you, and no more singing your praises till next time. we're focusing on George for crying out loud. All right, so gosh, I vividly remember when we did our breakthrough call and getting to talk to you, and I'm like dying to share your story with everybody. I'm going to shut up. Tell me what wasn't working. When you came to me, what were you struggling with? What was your life like? Talk to me.
I tell you, Mike, I was on my last. Like I was like done. I was exhausted because I had been in business for quite some time, and some of the biggest challenges that I was experiencing was that, you know, you look to grow in the business, and oftentimes you just accept anything. And so I was dealing with clients that didn't pay me on time. I was dealing with the frustration of dealing with employees who didn't come to work. And, you know, I'm trying to grow the business. I'm spending 60 hours a week, you know, working in the business. I want to spend more time with the family, you know, and I felt like I was doing good because I had clients, you know, I had employees. But trust me, it was a headache. It was frustrating. And I got to the point I was like, is this the right business for me? Am I doing the right thing? So I started to really, you know, second guess what I was doing. And so, for some reason, your name came across my timeline on Facebook, and that's kind of how we linked up.
Because I'm a cagey marketer, that's the reason.
You know, I believe in higher power, though. You know, that's the way I look at it. Because I'm telling you, I was on my last leg. I was done.
Well, and I I'll tell you, I couldn't agree more. We work as hard as we can to make ourselves known to the people that need us. But I, at the end of the day, I absolutely believe that God puts me in the lives of the people I'm supposed to be in. And I really am honored to serve. I tell everybody, I'm just pretending to be a business coach. I'm really just a jerk that's had a business for 20 years. And I've always felt like those businesses were my kids. And I know what it means to be like, hey, I'm going to trust you, semi-stranger human being, to like with my baby, with my kid. I don't take that lightly. So I remember that call. And I remember talking to you. I remember desperately being like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to help this dude make a change. And Efren's here and he's like, hey, love hearing the success stories. And I love sharing them. I, as much as I love teaching and all that stuff, I think probably you guys maybe get more value out of just hearing guys like George talk about their success. So I like to shut up and take a break. So was there a rock bottom that said, today's the day, I can't live like this anymore, I got to change? Or did my thing just pop on your feed and it was kind of, you know, karma?
That was a rock bottom. I think I remember telling you I had spent a lot of money on hiring consultants and things like that who promised me that they will do this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I got a zero return. And so, you know, when you're trying to pursue something and you're looking out there, you're working it by yourself, you're doing it by yourself, and then you're trying to hire outsiders to help you, you're trusting in that individual who say they're going to do that. And I tell you, I spent a whole lot of money and didn't get anything out of it. Every contract that I've ever received, I wrote that contract.
Damn right.
So I'm like, why the heck am I paying you and you're not getting anything for me? So, yeah. So basically, in a nutshell, I was at that point where I was in, you know what, I think I'm going to close my doors and just maybe, you know, take a knee for a while and just try to, you know, figure this thing out and see what's next best for me or whatever the case may be. And you just so happen to come across my timeline. And I just wanted to really hear what you had to say. You know, sometimes you get buyer's remorse when you hear certain things, but for some reason, everything that you said related to me. And so I took a leap of faith and I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and spend this money. I'm going to go ahead and do this because if I don't, I mean, I'm passionate about what I do. I was Small Business of the Year, so I was like excited about that, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, you feel like you're working towards something and you're not getting there. You're spinning your wheels, and yeah, I just got frustrated. So
it is frustrating, is the exact word. And again, I want to encourage all of you guys. Please don't think like, oh, Mike was just born like some business. Whatever. No, I was not. I am a guy that has made all the mistakes that you've made, or many of the mistakes you made, with probably zeros on the end. So I have absolutely felt that frustration. I'm working so hard. I'm not stupid. I'm not lazy. Why? And you just sometimes, just like you said, take a knee. You just want to throw your hands up and go, what am I? Why? I'm spending money on this and that and the other. It's just not freaking working. So yeah, so glad that we got to talk. So what do you think was different? Why did you get results now versus before? Because again, I'd like to take all the credit, but we got to be honest. A lot of it has to do with George. Just like you said, like, I didn't write any contracts. You did all the work, but you this is you. So what happened? What changed in your heart, in your mind?
I know for a fact that what changed was that some of the systemized processes that you spoke about, just having those systemized processes is valuable. I mean, you know, you can duplicate that when you have systems in place. I mean, you can, you know, once you, the one thing I had to do was stop working in my business and work on it. Because I was spending, like I said, 60 hours a week
cleaning, right?
Cleaning. Yeah. Yeah, I was cleaning. So I wasn't able to, you know, do anything outside of that. And so once we spoke, you know, and the first thing you said was, hey, if you got those type of companies that's not paying you, fire them. And I was like, whoa, hold up. I'm out. I need that. Well, it was frustrating. So I actually did it. I actually did it. And I felt good about it. I fired the first company that wasn't paying me. I mean, I'm talking like 4 months. I worked the contract, and I'm not going to say the name of the agency, but it was a state agency. I'm not going to do it, but it was a state agency, and I wasn't getting paid. And so I said, you know what? I wrote them a letter that, hey, I can't do this anymore. You know, they complained of, well, it was payment issues or whatever in their system. That's your problem, not mine. Thank you for thank you for the opportunity. And so I moved on.
And I remember when we started, you were even like, can I even do that? Like, you were kind of so limited in your thinking, like, I have to just work because I have to. It's like, no, you do not.
Yes. I was thinking that I was stuck. That's why I did it for 4 months with no pay, because I felt like I was stuck because it was a government agency. And so, you know, hey, at the end of the day, I quit.
And hopefully everybody out there listening sure, systems and processes help, but the key is taking action. And you think it's not scary. I remember when you first emailed me, like, they're going to be pissed. And, you know, there was some drama going on. I wasn't, you know, I don't want to make it sound harder than it was, but it certainly wasn't just like, you know, roses and hugs. Enjoy. A lot of guys or gals would have been like, oh, I'll just keep going, or this won't work, or just given up and done the easy thing and kept working for nothing, which I guess I shouldn't call it the easy thing. But the reason George is getting success is, we said, here's the system to follow. And surprise, he followed the system to the work. And that's what gets the results.
Immediately I saw results, like immediately. Like, I'm no longer working in the business. I haven't cleaned since the beginning of March, I think.
Bless America. This, we are May, we're recording this May 7th. So beginning of March, all of March, all of April. So we've got 2 months in, no cleaning. And you weren't cleaning 5 or 10 hours a week. You were cleaning like 60 hours a week.
60 hours, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a good thing you're over there. I got a big man hug for you, man. That makes my whole freaking week. That is why we do what we do. And again, all the credit goes to George. I'm super glad we found him, or he found us, and we were able to help him. But I can't say enough. The best systems in the world are absolutely worthless until you pick them up and do something, right? I might have the keys to the kingdom, but until I unlock the door, totally worthless. So it sounds like the biggest, first, scariest thing I asked you to do was stop working for free, which doesn't sound like it should be scary, but when you're working with the government, it can be scary. It's been 4 months, and you don't know if they're going to pay you and all that stuff. What was the next kind of biggest thing that you did that got you the most results, so we can maybe give some value to people out listening?
The next big thing I did was I got rid of some of the people that I started. Like I said, I started implementing those processes when we talked about the core values and things like that. And I started implementing those into my system. And then I said, okay, well, do I have employees that don't meet that? Yeah, I got some people that's ghost employees that don't show up on time. So I got rid of a lot of people.
George had a handful of customers that weren't paying. Those are called strangers. Or I don't know whether slave drivers or whatever. They're people that we're working for. And then employees that weren't working, also called like, they're missing the key component of being customers, giving you money, and employees doing the work.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, what advice would you give? We got a lot of people out there listening. And I hate to say it, but there are people that are probably in the same situation you were, where they were cleaning too much. They were stuck. They're like, I can't stop cleaning. I can't grow while I'm cleaning. Maybe I don't have any money, like all the problems that you're talking about. I promise there's people out there. What encouragement can you give them, or what would you say to help? And again, I remember you were like, I'm done emotionally, mentally. And now you made me so happy before we went on air. You're like, hey man, I'm back in love with my business again. I promise you there's guys and gals that desperately need a word from you, man. You talk, we'll listen.
Yes. I think that honestly, I had to go back to why I was doing it. I mean, truthfully, I had to go back to that reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. So my why was because I want to leave a legacy for my kids. And so, you know, either I stick with it, fight it, get through it, push through it, or I give it up. And so I just needed to fight this and do this for my kids. So, you know, honestly, you just have to go back to your why or why you're doing it. You know?
We'll have to, if you send us a couple pictures of you and your kids together, when we put this on the Grovine Cleaning Company website, we'll put a little picture up so everyone that, you know, wants to see that can go see it.
And just let me say,
go ahead.
Remember, Mike, I told you initially that I never got a chance to spend time with my kids. And that affected me because, like, I'm doing 7 days a week. So now every Sunday or every weekend, I'm spending more time with my family. So that means so much to me. And I feel almost like when I first started my business, I feel like that's how I feel now. Mm. So I'm full of life right now.
Well, you know? And that's huge because I tell people all the time, it's a lot of fun to help successful people be more successful, right? A guy making 100 grand a year, going to make 200 grand a year. That's fun. Like, that's great. But I would much rather every day help guys that are working 60, 70 hours a week. They're not in charge of their business. Their business is firmly in charge of their life, their relationships, their health, their relationships with family, with spouses, literally the business will take everything, money, emotions, life force, whatever you're willing to give, it'll take. And being able to help guys and gals like George go from, and more importantly, your kids, right? Like, they, you know, you're the adult, you make a decision, but the kids are like, hey, I need dad. And I know, trust me, I'm a dad. I'm like, I gotta make money. I gotta pay for these. I gotta feed these kids. But I found that, you know, my kids are mostly more into dad being there than sending checks. And two things. One, for me, and again, this is terrible, I probably shouldn't say it, but if I at least feel like I'm growing a business and building a legacy, like you're saying, that's great. And I miss time with my kids. I still don't think that's right, but I can live with it. But when I'm cleaning toilets and working in my business and not even building anything I can give them, and it's costing me time, I'm like, that I can't live like that. That's just not working. Is that where you were?
That's where exactly where I was. Exactly where I was.
All right, well, give some hope. I promise you there are people out there right now going, I don't know what they're thinking, but that's George, or that's not me, or I can't, like, his story's different. And I'm sure you felt that way, right? You tried and maybe couldn't succeed a couple times and had given up. What do you say to that guy or that gal out there that's like, I can't do it, George, or you're different than me?
Just believe in the dreams and the things that you want to do and accomplish in your life. I know for a fact that the cleaning industry is a $4 billion a year industry.
I think that's just in the States. I don't even think that's global.
That's not even globally. That's just in the States. So, you know, I know the potential that it has. And so, you know, I refuse just, you know, some of the things that was instilled in me while I was in the military, I refuse to give up. I refuse to quit. You know, so, you know, I can't say for someone else, but just for me, I'm just not a quitter and I just refuse to give up. So, in a nutshell, just keep fighting, you know, and just reaching out to people like you, Mike, and just, you know, hey, you know, some people are probably prideful and don't want to ask for help or whatever the case may be. A lot of times it's that. A lot of times people just don't want to ask for help, you know, and then, you know, you get these other individuals out here who just, you know, want to get in your pockets and, you know, you spend all this money on, you know, consultants who don't give you crap, you know, so I understand, you know, getting to that point where you're saying, you know what, enough is enough. I'm done. But just if you believe in what you're doing and you keep pushing through it, it'll work itself out. I believe that.
And I got to say, as someone that's had the honor of getting to serve hundreds and hundreds of owners of cleaning companies and kind of being able to get distinctions between the guys and gals that have success and the guys that don't, it's not money. We help people that are broke. We people that have a ton of money. It's not education at all. Some of the most educated people, like George said, sometimes are not as coachable, right? They think they know everything, so they can't learn. It is just what George said. The guys or gals that said, I will die or I'll have success. That's it. One of the two. I hope it's a success, but when I die, that's when I say, okay, well, I did what I can do and I'm now dead. You know, so I couldn't agree more, George, at that commitment to, it's not if I'll succeed. It's not, do I have to try, you know, I'll try six times and I give up. It's if I have to try 6,000, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to do it. You know what? Usually I respond to comments. I'm going to throw one at George. I'm going to make him do my job for 2 seconds. Karen says the issue to not having to clean is not having the right people. George, talk to young Karen. What would you say to her?
About not having the right people?
About, yeah, saying, hey, I don't want to clean, but I don't have the right people. Or the issue is not having the right people. How do you solve that? I mean, I put my clients to work for me. I'm going to relax and let George do my job. Go, baby.
I'm currently in the process right now. I'm having a hiring event and I had to get rid of some people. And so in me getting rid of those people, I got to find the right people. Notice I said the right people. Okay. And so I've had over the course of maybe a 3 week time frame, I've had 259 people apply for a job that I posted. Now, out of that 259, I'm pretty sure I can find some valuable people out of there, but you have to do your due diligence to slip through it. You have to be able to, you know, number one, if these individuals, like what I did one thing. When I put the job announcement out, I submitted a questionnaire. If you can answer 5 questions, give me 3 professional references. Give me some of your most important values. You know, I just put that questionnaire out there. And if people responded, then to me, that was someone potentially that I could possibly, you know, do a face to face or a phone screen with. If you didn't respond, I'm not wasting my time. So it kind of helped me to narrow down the trash from, you know, maybe people who, you know, may not have the time to fill out the questionnaire, but it helped me narrow down who I wanted to speak to and who not.
So there's 2 things that George said that may get overlooked, and I want you to miss it. And then we're going to wrap up. So if anyone else got any questions, feel free to put them in the chat. So 2 things. One, the George I talked to 9-10 weeks ago, if I said, hey, what's the issue with the problem? He'd say something like, I got a bunch of applicants, but I can't find anyone good. Today, what George says is, I had 259 applicants over the last 3 weeks. So hopefully you guys are seeing the difference. Tracking and counting and bringing data, not drama, is huge. And I love when I talk to graduates, and they move from when I talked to before. It was all sorts of thoughts and emotions and a lot or this, that, and the other versus numbers. So I love the numbers. And then second, he had a system, and we go through all that in depth in step 7, 8, 9, but he has a system to separate that wasn't involved with him. He created this ad and created this process, and then the people that fell through would be worthy of going on the next step and maybe getting some of George's time. And the people that didn't, George never worries about. He doesn't. That ain't his gig. He didn't have any time for that. So hopefully you guys are picking that. Efren says, question for George. So this is gone. They're not even asking me questions anymore, George. It's all George. Next week is going to be George and Natalie. I'll be out entirely. what was your strategy for scoring your first client? I'm having trouble getting past the receptionist. George, I don't want to put you on the spot. If you'd like to answer, you can. If not, that's okay. But I won't give you the opportunity to serve Efren.
My very first client? Oh, man. It was a residential. It was a slumlord. So I ain't too proud to talk about that one. I mean, I probably got $80 off of cleaning an apartment building. So I don't know if I want to talk about that one.
All right, let me rephrase for Efren. Because first of all, I love the transparency, the honesty. Like, it wasn't a client you want, and I got him because probably no one else would show up. But how'd you get your first good client, your first commercial client that you were proud to have and you were glad you got? How about that?
Great question.
So it was friends mostly.
I actually recently had a visit where I went to a facility, and the first thing I did was I said, "Hey, do you have 30 minutes of uninterrupted time?"
Oh, that sounds familiar. Sounds like you got a processor system. Just saying.
It does. And the gentleman said, "No, sir, I don't." So you know what I did? I got up and I left. And so, you know, at the end of the day, you have to pick clients who you feel will benefit you. You know, those who you feel that will be good clients for you. It's not about you just going out here and just getting a client or just getting a contract or things like that. I mean, yes, the money is good, but you want to pick those who are going to basically pay you on time or who's going to take the time. So that way you can actually do a thorough examination of their facility and go and, you know, just look at, you know, some of the things that they're wanting done. Because a lot of times, you know, they'll walk you through the process, but they're not going to basically give you enough time before you can go and look at the actual property itself.
Couldn't agree more. And I love that. And that is what comes with the confidence to kind of have a system to attract clients and employees that you trust. A lot more confidence when it's the wrong guy or gal to go, okay, well, then this ain't a fit. And I love, you know, he's like, hey, I went and said you have 20 or 30 minutes of uninterrupted time to really focus on solving this problem. And the guy's like, no. And then, you know, George like, well, then I can't be more committed to helping you than you are to getting your own help. Like, where do we go from here? So I love that. And that really, that confidence comes from the system. So, all right, everybody out there that would like more resources, more help, you found yourself resonating with anything that George said, if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, we have literally well over 400 podcasts and blogs and conversations with people like George, YouTube videos, all that stuff at growmycleaningcompany.com. If you would like our help, the place I would start is there's an absolute free masterclass video that is going to go over the five shifts that you need to make to transform your business and start putting into place some of the things that George has talked about. It's growmycleaningcompany.com. There's absolutely a free webinar masterclass that's going to give tons of value. Hey, Zachary from Southern Nevada Cleaning. Glad to have you. Efren, you're so welcome. Glad we could bring you value. So again, growmycleaningcompany.com. Start with a masterclass. At the end of that, there'll be another complimentary offer for those of you like, I just need more help. So that's where you go to start. And I say that because people always text and email one by one. What do I do? How do I go next? And I have to send out 100 emails. So everybody listen, just go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Start with the masterclass right there. It's totally free. As much value as I could pack into under an hour. I forget how long it is. That's what I got. George, we're going to let you sign off, brother. Any comments to close and any last bits of value to give to Cleaning Nation?
Yes. Keep going. Continuous growth.
Done and done. Done. See you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.